talking to a colleague yesterday. I was telling him about Nick Valis's group's where he could get some imaging because he needs to get an MRI. And his doctor out of Manchester was taking a long time to get the appointment, and he didn't want to do the closed MRI. I go, you gotta go to Basque Imaging and talk to them. And he didn't. You know, a lot of people don't know you have say as the customer, as the patient. You have say on where you go to get your blood work, where you go get an image, a CAT scan, an MRI, an X-ray, where you go get a procedure. And you can save yourself, because these deductibles are going up. Talk about inflation and electricity costs. You can save yourself hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, and your employer thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. Nick Valis will amplify and kind of validate that, or tell me I'm wrong. And, of course, former Health and Human Service Commissioner, and I mentioned Basque Imaging and Bazaar Health, BAZARHealth.com. Check it out. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack.
I'm still amazed that people don't know that they can tell their doctor when you're checking out, this is where I want to go get my lab work for cholesterol.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we behave like sheep in that we follow the doctor's lead, and people need to know that's not wise, because you are, in many cases, there's a good chance your doctor is employed by a large hospital system, that's only going to steer you back to the hospital system for various types of tests, whether it's blood work or an MRI or a CAT scan, which oftentimes is 5X, Jack, 5X of what can be done in an independent center, whether it's an independent lab or an independent physical therapy center, an independent surgical center, literally 5X. And beauty here in New Hampshire, there are places you can go. This isn't true in many states, but over the past years we've had some reforms in that the certificate of need, which restricted development, many of those restrictions have been lifted, such that people have been able to build diagnostic centers and image and surgical centers. So there is, especially here in southern New Hampshire, many places where you can get great care. Just want to let you know the Bedford Ambulatory Surgical Center, Jack, was just recognized by Newsweek magazine as one of the best surgical centers in America and the only one in New Hampshire with that distinction.
And, that's amazing. Well, kudos to you. It was over 30, you know, how many years ago you saw
years,
this?
Jack, 30 years. It was the first freestanding independent ASC, and people in those days thought we were going to hurt people and it was heresy.
What I have to ask you is, because as well as I know you, and I was talking again another person close to me who's going to your facility today, actually, for an MRI on a hip, and I was saying to her, if you end up needing to get this at Basque, where you just mentioned the distinction nationally, if unless there's complications, you're probably going home the same day. And she said, really? I go, yeah, for a hip replacement. I mean, if it's a hip or knee replacement.
Yeah.
I mean, total replacement. What made you originally have the vision so many years ago to say we can do this outside of a hospital?
My older brother's an orthopedic researcher, and my younger brother's an orthopedic surgeon. So I was always had a pulse on, you know, developments in the world of orthopedics because of sports medicine, Jack. My specialty was in sports medicine rehabilitation, and there were some very exciting things going on and research going on in the 80s that, you know, led to the development of better techniques, less invasive techniques in surgery, such that, Jack, you can remember the days in which someone had an ACL repair and they had a massive scar that was probably 18 inches long that ran from their mid-thigh to their mid-chin. And I oftentimes think of Bobby Orr and the sports medicine were in this, you know, where it is today. Bobby Orr would have had another 5, maybe 10 more years in his career. Unfortunately, sports medicine was not what it was in those days, and he was prematurely brought back to play so on and so forth. And we've come a long way in not only technology and instruments, but also in pharmacology, such that it is routinely, hips and knee replacements are being routinely done in the ambulatory surgical center. But, you know, we can do actually shoulder replacements. The government is preventing us from doing Medicare shoulder replacements because the hospital association lobbying group has, you know, prevented that migration. You know, government has slowed down, interestingly enough, the evolution of ambulatory surgery because of lobbying influence. But without question, we here in New Hampshire are lucky to have tremendous capacity beyond my influence. I mean, there are many others who have built in partnership with doctors freestanding independent surgical centers that offer great care.
Not many did it a quarter of a century ago. Hey, real quickly, Bizarre Health. I think the other thing with inflation, just had Doug Tengden on talking about 2023. He doesn't see a deep recession. It may be mild, but the point is dollars, energy costs going up, supply costs going up, electricity costs going up. So for business owners out there that have employees, they can manage your health care and the benefit they pay for, they share with their employees, and save a lot of money, maybe tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the piece that the company pays if the employees simply were more empowered to choose where they get their health care. Is that basically the synopsis? And how do you get through to more companies to contact you folks?
BizarreHealth.com. And Jack, I can comfortably tell large employers especially, that they will save easily 25% to 30% of their health care spend. Easily, Matt. And depending on the size of the employer, in my case, it's in the millions. So the fact of the matter is there's a great way of reducing the cost, the healthcare costs for your company. Benefits are expensive, and you can greatly control the cost of them by having creative plan designs that will steer your employees to lower cost providers. You can incentivize them through bonuses, literally a cash bonus for making the right choice, as well as having no copay or no deductibles, zero out-of-pocket expense. And that's what we do for our employees, Jack. They choose to go to the lower-cost providers, even though they may be in a $6,000 personal deductible. They have a zero spend on their health care. And that resonates with employees. Our company was able to save $600,000 last year alone. $600,000. And, that's not chump change. And so, again, the business community needs to take the lead. It isn't going to come from the government. It can't come from the government. They'll just screw it up and like they've done in healthcare in general. So it's literally a business-led initiative. You know, Bizarre Health, we're also, Jack, we're coming out with a product in starting in January where it's going to be directly to the consumer. So we have a B2B solution, and we will be coming out with a B2C solution. So you as an individual, if you want to navigate healthcare safely, you can join up with Bizarre Health, and you will have access to the app. It's in your phone. It's only on your phone, and you'll be able to navigate healthcare to the low-cost providers.
So. Yeah, it's interesting stuff. And again, a lot of people, employers as well, feel as powerless sometimes as employees, and you really need to take charge. Just like when you get any major purchase in your business or your home, when you buy a new refrigerator or car, you look into it, you research it, and you shop. And we need to do it with healthcare.
And this is, Jack, this isn't pie in the sky. This is real stuff. We're doing this for other employers. I'm doing it for my own employees. But, if you're an accountant of a company or a CFO or a CEO, reach out. We will come for nothing. We will come and do a due diligence and show you where you could have saved hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yep. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Think of where that money could go. All right. Thank you, Nick. Bizarre Health, BAZAR Health, and I will get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Jack. Have a great day.